This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
This is Hans Dilbeck with a special edition of the Insight podcast. I'm excited about an opportunity to have a conversation today with three men that I respect and appreciate. We're here to communicate and to celebrate Oklahoma Baptist new church planting partnership, Send Network Oklahoma. And I've got some great men here with me. Alan Quigley is Associate Executive Director for Oklahoma Baptist. He leads church resources for us and has long been a leader for us in areas of evangelism and church planting. And Kevin Ezell is with us today. Kevin, of course, is the President of the North American Mission Board. And also Greg Murphy, who's the Executive Director of Send Network and with special leadership in the mountains and the South. And Greg has been an integral part of developing this partnership. Greg, let's start with you. I appreciate your leadership in this process, and many Oklahoma Baptists probably don't know you. Why don't you take a little bit of time and introduce yourself, and then just lay out for us in a kind of a broad, simple way, what is Send Network Oklahoma?
Yeah, thanks, Hans. Man, just been an incredible pleasure to be working with you guys already on this partnership, and just excited about where it's going to go. Just a little bit about myself. I've been married to my wife, Debbie, for a little over 34 years, and we have four grown children scattered all over the place and a couple of grandsons. Debbie and I both grew up in the Memphis area. She was on the Arkansas side, and I was on the Mississippi side. And just been blessed to be with her all these years and have an incredible family together and experience ministry together. Got involved in church planting actually in the late 90s. God called us out of work in the pharmaceutical industry into full-time vocational ministry, and quit all that, went away to seminary, and then moved us to upstate New York. So that's what you would expect of somebody from Mississippi, right, to end up planting a church in New York. But incredible time of ministry up there. God blessed us incredibly. We were up there for a little over 7.5 years, involved in all types of church planting ministry through the Baptist Convention of New York. And just a great time of ministry and learning what it means to reach, boy, an entirely different culture of people with the gospel, and learning from being incredibly green to how to plant churches and lead others to plant churches. So also served on a couple of different staffs, executive pastor roles, and now I've been here at North American Mission Board for a little over 12 years, which is hard to believe. And I've been a part of the Send Network of church planting since its inception, and just really excited about the partnership with Oklahoma. I'd say, what is Send Network Oklahoma? Man, it's going to be a beautiful partnership between the incredible churches in Oklahoma, the associations in Oklahoma, your team, and just every single facet of the Send Network team. Man, we want to bring everything we have to bear to come alongside you guys, work together in partnership to see healthy, multiplying churches planted in Oklahoma. I mean, that's our vision for North America. We are in desperate need of church planters everywhere from Puerto Rico to Alaska. And the only way we're going to see more church planters is seeing churches who take on the vision and the capacity to multiply themselves by discovering people in their pews and helping them to develop and then deploying them out as church planters. And that's how we basically define a multiplying church. And we're excited to work alongside the churches and associations in Oklahoma to see as many churches as possible become multipliers, because that's going to give us more opportunities to plant churches where the gospel is desperately needed in Oklahoma and across North America.
That's good. That's good. Discover planters, develop them, and deploy them. I like that language. Kevin Ezell, as Oklahoma Baptist, we state our mission in a simple way. We encourage one another to advance the gospel. Talk to us a little bit about how planting churches advances the gospel.
Sure. There's this book you probably should read called the Book of Acts that explains all of that in detail. And we really stole one out of the Apostle Paul's playbook here. I say stole it as a joke, but we really believe planting churches who plant churches that plant churches. I'm thankful for, Oklahoma is known for some significant churches. I mean, significant ones. But someone planted those churches. They didn't just exist. If you go back and do a history on the Oklahoma Baptist world, I mean, to see that the strategic churches that planted the churches that planted the churches, and then there's a Quail Springs, pops up. And then how that church itself has multiplied itself. And you can go on and on. First, all those churches have an incredible history of how they came about, and then not only how they came about, but then how they expanded. And, that's the part that it's just so natural for a healthy church to reproduce itself. And, Oklahoma's known for a lot of things. Max Barnett and the college movement there. And this is just another one of those things where I believe we're going to see a multiplication process take place that's going to not only impact Oklahoma, but the ultimate, the ends of the earth.
Yeah, it's really important to kind of understand and state the obvious that you evangelize in order to congregationalize. So evangelism is right in the heart of planting churches. And you can't plant churches without making disciples, with raising up leaders, back to the discover, develop, deploy model. And so we are committed to it in Oklahoma, and we've got a great history of it. And this, I think, just helps us to continue to pursue that. Alan, you've been in Oklahoma a long time. Grew up in one of those great churches that Kevin talked about, First Southern Dale City, and I know that you've been a part of some interesting research in our state here in the last few years. Talk to us about the need for church planting in Oklahoma.
I think that that question is asked by our pastors quite often. Why do we need more churches in Oklahoma? And they always point to the fact that our population is fairly stagnant. We might have a minimal growth in a certain area, but it's pretty much statewide a stagnant population for Oklahoma. And they just don't understand why we need new churches. But then I point them to the fact that we have things like the community sprawl. Our metropolitan areas are spreading out and moving from the center of town or the city out into the suburbs, and now they've moved out even further than that. And as they stretch out, there's new works that start in the areas where they go, obviously. But the other thing is they leave behind houses that are then filled with new people. And a lot of times those new people don't have the same ethnicity or socioeconomic background that the ones that left are carrying out of that community with them. However, the church that's there is still modeled on what the community had been, not what the community was becoming. And so since everybody doesn't move at once, that church will sit there, and it really loses identity with the people that are moving in. So the new work going into one of those areas where people have left, but the church remains, we can put a new work in there that can address the socioeconomic affinity or ethnic affinity that is moving into that area. And then we can watch that church emerge as the church for that neighborhood once again. And so it's probably community sprawl that has really given us the momentum and the potential to plant new works in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. In my mind, it is about the increasing diversity of our state, requiring new works, neighborhoods changing, requiring more relevant works. And although the growth of the population as a whole is slow, we have some high growth areas in some of our metro areas and suburban areas that we need to be planting churches to keep up with that. Well, Sin Network Oklahoma will be led by three men who are Oklahomans, and the four of us have worked together to put these men in place. Greg and Alan, talk to us about those three men and their three roles, kind of what they will be doing to lead this partnership.
Yeah, and incredible just getting to know them so far, and appreciate you guys giving us some of your best to help lead this effort out there. And Doug Melton is going to be the executive director of Sin Network Oklahoma. Incredible experience there throughout your state. And it's just been great to get to know him. His passion for the church, for pastors, both young and old, and how he wants to see more engaged with church planting and other things as well. Man, he just wants to see guys grow and grow in their ministry. And he's going to be a key component for the team there, and just leading out and carrying the banner of church planting and relating with pastors and helping them to see how they can get involved. Ray Strauss is going to be a church planting catalyst in Oklahoma City. And he's certainly no neophyte to church planting, has a great church planting experience, planting out in Phoenix, planting where he is there now in Edmond. Sharp, sharp guy. I've been so blessed to be able to work with him. Already learned a lot from him and what's going on with them there in the plant. And then Rusty Gunn in Tulsa. Rusty is an incredible church planter in his own right. He's coaching church planters all over the U.S., probably North America. I've already talked to multiple people that as soon as I mention his name, they're like, oh, I know Rusty. I'm like, how do you know Rusty? Well, he's coaching a friend of mine or whatever. So great guys, going to form a great team. And those guys will be your connecting point for anything church planting related. If you're a pastor and you're just wanting to have a discussion about, man, how can I get involved in church planting? I'd like to lead my church in that direction. Either of those three would be a great connecting point. If you're someone who God's touching your heart and you're thinking, man, maybe I'm called to plant a church in Oklahoma, you can reach out to any of those guys. They can help you get started. I mean, we're working already with six guys that you all already had in the pipeline, moving toward church planting, moving them toward getting assessed and endorsed, and just excited about where that's headed. But three fantastic guys that we're really, really happy to work with.
Yeah, and all three of these men are pastors, and they'll continue to serve their churches, continue to be pastors. And along with their role in the local church, will be helping us with Sin Network Oklahoma, which is a part of our commitment, our DNA, really. We want to be pastor-connected and church-centered, and I think having these three men lead out in our church planting partnership is really going to help us maintain that focus. And by the way, in a few days, I'm going to do an interview similar to this with those three guys. So we'll put some meat on this bone, and you know, the four of us talk about it, they do it. So we'll get to the real guys.
We couldn't be more thrilled with those guys. We, just so you know, a part of our process, we did do a blood test just to verify that they are Oklahomans, and they were all three sober as well. So we were really, really.
Let me ask a couple of specific questions for people who might be listening. And this would probably be a question for whether any of the three of you could jump in here. But if I'm listening to this interview, I'm the pastor of an established church that has potential to be a mother church. We're interested in being a mother church and planting a church. What should I do? What's my first step or next step?
Well, there'll be a real simple next step to go to Sin Network. They could do it by land, by sea, by air. They could always call any one of those three guys, but we'll have a real simple process on the website, Sin Network Oklahoma, where they just click and then we take it from there. As far as, we try to be more proactive about where we want to plant churches. And so the idea would be The first focus is to know where the next 10 plants really do need to strategically be in Oklahoma, and have them look at that map and pray through where they would like to lead out.
Yeah. And a potential planter, I suppose, would be similar. They reach out and is it accurate to say that Doug Melton would probably be working more directly with the mother churches, and Rusty and Ray would be working more directly with the planters and potential planters? Am I understanding that right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's really, though, it's all the above. You know, it's like I'm in a state right now where I've talked with potential pastors who want to help plant a church, and I've talked to the guys who are wanting to plant. And so it's kind of everyone's all in, but you're exactly right. Doug would be focused on encouraging churches to be a part of the process.
Good.
I would just add to that, if I could, Hans, one of the Send Network's values is family, and we love to build on relationship. So we love for that first connection to be with one of those three guys. And we have incredible processes in place, but we don't major on process. We major on relationship. We'll help potential planters or pastors who are interested in getting involved in planting easily walk through and do whatever it is that they want to do. We're here to come alongside of them. But we love doing it in relationship, and that's why we're so excited about those three guys. Good. They're a great first step for anybody that wants to do anything in church planting.
The one thing Oklahoma pastors, I would hope they would hear from this, is Send Network Oklahoma is Oklahoma's. Mm-hmm. It's Oklahoma's Send Network Oklahoma. And NAM's going to come alongside and provide resources so that there's not duplication in the process, but it is 100% fully Oklahoma's, and that's why we have Oklahoma guys leading it. And I just can't wait to see the success of it, and where pastors can celebrate what's going on. And then planters are part of Send Network, what's going on in Oklahoma, but also part of a national brotherhood, if you will, or fellowship of planters that are planting churches literally all over North America.
Yeah, I like what you're saying there, Kevin. I mean, there are really two values that motivated Alan and I and our leadership to pursue this. One is effectiveness. The other is efficiency. I mean, we want to be effective in planting strong, healthy churches, but we also want to be good stewards of the resources God has given to us and avoid duplicating processes of assessment and support NAM has done a good job of building those with the resources that Oklahoma Baptists have provided through the cooperative program and Annie Armstrong Missions offering so we just want to take advantage of those in a way that's best use of kingdom resources. Kevin, you said in an unusual perspective, seeing what God is doing all across North America. Share with us an example, kind of a poster child of a strong, healthy church plant that you've got to watch over the last year or two.
Sure. I could name several. A strong, healthy church plant is one that's very balanced on growing, self-sustaining. At the same time, it's looking to reproduce. Healthy things reproduce. And so at the same time, while it's growing stronger itself, it's looking where it's going to be multiplying. And that's the thing. Like right now, we have a strong church in Pittsburgh who is in the process of investing in five apprentices that are going to be planting in the next 2 years. So the healthiest church plants that we have are guys who are looking at reaching a city, not growing a church. And we tell them that it's not about just planting a church. It's about reaching a city and doing it together. And that's what excites us about healthy churches. And, you know, planters, if they're really doing it right, like you said, it starts with discipleship. And there's just a natural tendency to work together, and we have to have a sense of unity. And that's what Send Network Oklahoma will help us create an even greater sense of brotherhood. You guys have a great sense of brotherhood in Oklahoma, and we want the church planters to have that same sense of brotherhood, and for that to spread outside your state. And so, you know, we've got examples. I'm in California as we're recording this, but examples in the Northeast, the Midwest, and West. And I mean, nothing's more exciting to see these guys come together and celebrate what they have in common, but then to try to link arms and to reach cities, even in the midst of a pandemic, you know, coming together to do all they can. And they're looking at 5 years, 10 years down the road of what can happen, not just this year.
That's good. That's good. Well, listen, I love and appreciate each one of you. I'm grateful for the way that the Lord has led us to bring this new initiative and partnership together. I know we're planning in our annual meeting in November to host Kevin and Greg also. I'm assuming, and we'll even further kick off this partnership. But man, we're live right now. Go to our website, call Alan, call one of those three men we talked about, and we're not waiting until November to get this thing started. It's started and live right now, and we're excited about what God wants to do through this partnership. Kevin, why don't you pray for us, and we'll wrap this thing up.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the opportunity today. Father, thank you. For allowing us to be a part of what you're doing in Oklahoma, in North America, and around the world. I thank you for Hans and Alan and their leadership in Oklahoma. Lord, I thank you for their heart and their passion to reach Oklahoma and beyond. And Lord, I pray for every potential planter, even right now, to work in the heart of people to help them see the need to plant new churches. And Lord, I thank you for the many pastors, perhaps, there are considering leading their church and investing in other churches. And we're just so grateful for your love, the hope of the gospel. And Lord, that's our desire, is to spread that hope and give people opportunity to know you. And we just pray that we stay focused on you and energized by you and have a passion for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.